This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We just did like 2 minutes, but we're good now.
Yeah.
It's been since like Thursday or Friday since we did the last podcast. NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So
we were Knicks up 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah. We were kind of getting to the Sixers game. Good thing I noticed that we were like a minute in. So, but
yeah,
we were basically talking about how. We were talking about the first game of the Knicks, how they just, I say they just outperformed the Sixers. There's really,
I thought the Sixers played well enough. It was just supporting cast, kind of. Yeah, and then offensive
Embiid,
rebounds,
then
too.
Then Embiid getting hurt. But
rebounds, too.
What I was getting at is the Sixers are, they're not in a good place right now for the series.
Look, they might be playing better than the Knicks.
Yeah.
It's just,
even if the series was tied, I would not be feeling good.
I mean, Embiid said yesterday after the game, he said, we should be up 2-0. We'll be fine. We'll win the series. Except he never looked directly at the reporters' faces. He just looked down and started playing with his hair.
Yeah.
But I think the main storyline to those two games was Embiid going down with the injury, which who knows if he's going to be able to, like, because he's had back-to-back. He's had great halves.
Yeah, who knows if he's going to be able to be the same.
Yeah, like, who knows, like, how much, because especially the physicality with the Knicks, too, with Hartenstein and Robinson, like, how long this series goes is going to, I think, might determine, like, how good, and how, like, much Embiid's knee can handle. But, in the second game was, did the refs miss Nick Nurse's timeout?
Okay, so.
Timeout actually got fouled. That is the thing. I saw a picture. His jersey pulled back.
I'll give my thoughts, but. What I was saying was, and Embiid and Maxey cannot be the only guys to show up on the Sixers.
Yeah.
That is the difference maker, in my opinion. If one of these games, they're just going to get blown out because Embiid's not going to show up and Maxey's not going to show up. Then they have nobody. That's why we won that one game against the Heat, is because Batum showed up.
Yeah.
They need a guy that can show up. They don't have that. And
like,
with Embiid's knee.
Yeah.
It's questionable. Like, we don't know how he's feeling. And then Maxey, who's a young guy, who's great. He's awesome. But they're both just bound to have an off game. It's just.
And like, game one for the Sixers, Kyle Lowry had 18. Like, that's a game you kind of have to win, I feel like, when Lowry gives you an 18.
Yeah.
Uber gave you 10, but the bench gave you nothing. 7 points from the bench while the Knicks had, was it? They had over 40 points on the bench, plus Josh Hart. Like, and then game two. Sick game two.
Yeah, let me rephrase what I said.
Oubre.
Mostly, what I meant is guys on the bench need to show up. But either way, there's so many games where nobody shows up besides Embiid and Maxey. Like, it's happened so many times.
Game two, Tobias Harris had 10. Larry had 8. Oubre had 4. Batum had 6. Reed had 2,
like,
and Buddy Hield
had
2. Buddy Hield was supposed to be like a 3-point shooter for them.
I don't think he's been good against.
I think he's 38, but since like a stretch, I forget what game, but I looked at it from the past like 19 or 20 games, the end of the regular season, he was shooting 36%.
Yeah, no, that's why all people were not really fans of the trade, is because I saw something on Instagram, like, ever since he did that, I think it was the 3-point contest, that one year, he's just not been the same. Like, he hasn't been good.
Like,
he's not been Buddy Hield.
He's a good shooter. I think he's just a little bit, might be too inconsistent, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, like, the Knicks, DiVincenzo had 19. Isaiah Hartenstein had 14. Josh Hart had 21. Like,
see, that will never happen for the Sixers.
A third player scoring 20?
Like, a third player averaging, like,
if they had Josh Hart. If, not Josh Hart. They had James Harden left from last year.
It's just, it sucks. But
it's tough if you're the Sixers, because,
and then,
I mean, what else can you do? You're playing, Jalen Brunson is shooting, what did he shoot? He shot 8 of 29 and he shot 8 of 26 the past two games.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though, because they have other players to back him up.
That's the thing.
They have other players.
And they have no Julius Randle.
They have other players to back him up. If Embiid is going out there, that's why. It's so scary to see, especially Embiid, get injured, is because if he's injured, they are not winning a game.
Yeah, you can just focus all on your stuff on Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, like, it doesn't. And then that's the thing. If Embiid gets injured, you have to focus everything on Maxey, then he's probably going to get double covered, and then you have nobody else.
Yeah.
It's just the same thing.
It's a tough pickle, because one of those two games, and especially the end of game one, they did not foul with, like, 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
But Heck, they were winning. Like, you can't blow a 5-point lead in under a minute. You just.
Are you talking about game two?
Yeah.
Yeah, game two. So.
I looked up and they had Knicks at the ball. I thought the Sixers missed two free throws on the other. I didn't realize they turned the ball over until, like, the replay.
So, my thoughts on it, you were saying Maxey got grabbed and the refs missed the timeout.
And Embiid put the
timeout. I will always stand by this. I've said it previously. I don't know what. It's been a while, I feel like, since I said it.
Yeah.
But I don't care how bad the refs are or quote unquote bad. That does not change the game.
No, because you could have got an offensive rebound.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just going off what you said.
Like, if you are blaming the game on the refs, you are just. You're just coping. Like, that's really all it is. You cannot blame the refs for losing. There are so many other opportunities where you could have done better, and the refs were not involved. If you were blaming it, yes, Maxey... Maxey definitely got fouled.
Oh, 100%.
Nick Nurse, they missed the timeout. But other than that, they were up by 5. They shouldn't have been in that position anyways. Maxey getting grabbed, okay, that's different. But
you know what also should have happened?
There are so many opportunities where the refs are not involved that you just, like, the only like, really thing I will ever say the referees or umpires ever have an effect is baseball. Because if you're like Angel Hernandez sitting behind home plate, there's really nothing you can do. Yeah. But in basketball, there's so many ways you could have avoided that.
And, like, what happened? When Maxey fell to the ground, that should have been a travel call too. Like, you can't fall to the ground with ball while you have it. That should have been a travel. But also,
it's just a mess.
Kyle Lowry probably should have called time when he had the ball right next to the ref. Mm-hmm. Like, I see players do it all the time. And also, DiVincenzo missed the first 3-pointer. Embiid was there, could have grabbed the offensive rebound, didn't.
I wouldn't blame that on Embiid.
Well, still had a box out. Yeah. Side. But, it happened, you know. Yeah. Well, it doesn't happen. But you can't lose.
I am not that sad just because I wasn't expecting the Sixers to even go far. So,
it just sucked because Embiid in that first game was playing so well, and then he got hurt.
I just cannot stand people who blame everything on the refs. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying the refs are good.
Refs have an impact, but they're not the main factor.
Exactly. I'm not saying the refs are good, the refs are bad. I'm just saying, if you're blaming stuff on the refs, you are just upset that they lost, and you have no other excuse.
But I will say, the timeout, like, Nick Nurse was right next. Like, as a referee, you also know, like, the moments of games.
Mm-hmm.
You got a moment, like, every team basically calls a timeout with under 20, 30 seconds left. When they're up by 2 or something to just advance the ball. Like, I feel like as a ref, you probably should know that, like, if you should probably should look over just to look at the sideline, see if they're going to time out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's enough about the Sixers.
Yeah.
What do you want to go on?
Phillies? Yeah. 7-game win streak.
7 games. Pitching.
Now, people are saying that it's against teams that are not good. My response is that
the White Sox, they're
horrible.
I think the most shutouts the first 22 games.
They are actually really bad. Like,
the Oakland Athletics of last year could dog walk.
Yeah,
them. That's how bad.
I know. The Rockies, bad, but they're not.
They're horrible. Close. They're not White Sox.
Yeah.
White Sox, that team was in the playoffs 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's really strange. Lourdes
Jimenez should be better. Gavin, I thought, like, the Yon Makata.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be great. He's been okay this year. He's batting 282, but he's on the injury list.
I don't know about that.
Andrew Vaughn.
Yon Makata got, I'm trying to think when he got.
He should have been at least.
He got called up in 2019. I was going to say 2019 or 2020. But he was expected to be very good.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of just been – I feel like he's had the same year every single year, so I wasn't really expecting much.
He's been up since 2016. Never mind.
In the majors.
Yeah. Jesus, where'd the time go? You know why 2019 was the MVP? He got MVP votes 2019.
Oh.
Like, he – especially that White Sox team, like, Eloy Jimenez, I thought, like
– I did not – I knew they were going to be bad, but I did not know they were going to be this bad.
Loyola Jimenez, former Silver Slugger, has turned into a 170, Loyola Jimenez has been, he's been constantly, 15 and above home runs, but a guy who hit 31 in his rookie year.
Yeah.
I thought, Andrew Vaughn, too, he was a top prospect.
Yeah.
26, but, he's batting 158, that team is so bad.
I think we should get into more of the 7-game win streak thing.
Yeah.
People are saying they've been playing really bad teams, which I agree with. I think the White Sox are horrendous. The Rockies...
I think horrendous might be an understatement.
The Rockies are bad. They're not good. They're not... They're bad. They're bad.
But last place.
Now, this series will really test my feeling, because the Reds are actually a good team.
And first game, they passed the test.
Yeah, 7-0, right?
Yeah. So, Cody Clemens?
Yeah, Cody Clemens with a bat flip that was just amazing.
Dude, a double. I think he made a defensive play, too.
Yeah.
But it's been fun to watch. Especially, my favorite part since last year has been just watching the pitching. They are so...
Yeah, they are...
Filthy.
Who? Okay.
If they take Spencer Turnbull out the rotation for Taijuan Walker, who was not even good in Triple A,
they really shouldn't.
I saw a tweet. His velocity on the pitches, the guy's throwing 88 to 90 miles per hour on his fastball. He's throwing 68 mile per hour.
He's going to be the next Vince Velasquez.
I don't know how his splitter is. I only saw the fastball and curveball, but the guy gave up 4, walked 3, and he had to do 102 pitches.
See, that's the problem though is. It might turn out to be him over Spencer Turnbull just because of the money.
That's what I told my family, too.
It might happen.
Do I think it's
going to happen? I think for maybe, if it does happen, it's not going to be for long. I think it may be for 2 starts, and then they're going to bring back in Turnbull.
If Turnbull has 2 to 3 bad starts in a row, then you make the move.
Mm-hmm.
If he, I would like to see, put Taijuan as the long reliever. Just do that. Have him as a long reliever. A guy like a Nick Nelson type, but better Nick Nelson. Cause I at least think that he can at least give you 2, 3 to 4 innings.
Yeah, they need a long reliever kind of guy.
I thought Matt Strom would be this year because they used him a lot last year. He's been a 1-inning guy.
Yeah.
But especially with the starting rotation, Nola, his ERA is down to 3.16. Turnbull, 1. The numbers are fantastic. The only starting pitching I think ERA better than them is the Red Sox,
who's been great.
Cutter Crawford.
I think it's Royals, Red Sox, and then Phillies.
I don't know what happened yesterday, but the last
time. I think
it's Red Sox. No, that's team ERA. I think I'm going off starting pitching ERA.
If it's starting pitcher ERA, I think the Red Sox and the Phillies are 0.01 off.
Dude, the Red Sox would take. Brian Bellier has given up the most. He's got a 3.1. Yeah. Cutter Crawford's got a 0.66.
Yeah.
You know how I'd love to see the Phillies, if Spencer Turnbull does not work out, is Paul Blackburn from the Athletics. He's been fantastic this year, 1.08. But, the rotation has been not even dominant.
Yeah, I don't think the Phillies rotation being this good was on anybody's card.
I knew they weren't good. I didn't expect them to be.
That's what I mean. I don't think that anybody expected them to be the top.
They look like the 90 Braves rotation with Maddox and all of them.
Yeah, maybe MLB.com got mixed up ranking them 1 for their bullpen instead of their starting because.
Thank goodness the bullpen has to go 3. Pinto, don't get me started with him.
Oh my gosh.
I thought they were going to lose.
Well, yeah, we didn't even talk about that game. We got to go back.
No, because I don't think we talked about
that. Yeah, we didn't talk about that game. So, going into...
The Rockies.
Was it the 8th inning or 9th?
9th.
9th inning. Because it was Wheeler's game. They bring in Pinto.
Was that the White Sox?
Yeah. They bring in Pinto, and it was 9-2.
No, it was 9. Oh, it was 9. It was 9-2.
9-2. And then Pinto comes out, and he starts walking guys. He starts giving up singles. It actually...
It aggravated me.
I don't know if I thought they were going to lose, but...
When it was bases loaded, I was a little
afraid.
Wasn't
it 2 outs?
It was 2 outs, but they kept
bases loaded, and I was like, oh, God, I got to,
And then thank the Lord Bryce Harper makes a die or whatever play. Yeah. Jose Alvarado came, which was so dumb. They had to bring in Alvarado.
There's so much to talk about, I feel like.
That whole White Sox series we have to talk about.
Yeah,
game one was, I think it was Turnbull game one. Because Sanchez was game 3, Turnbull was game 1, Wheeler was game 2. It was Crochet versus Turnbull game one.
Hold on, let me...
Which Alec Boehm, talk about it, baby. Give me more Boehm bombs.
So, White Sox. Yeah, it was Turnbull and Crochet.
Which he got lit up, Crochet did.
Yeah, which I was not expecting. So,
Whit Merrifield.
Hold on, let me...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
my bad.
White Sox series starts off Turnbull and Crochet. Mm-hmm. We all know how Turnbull's game went. I think...
He went 7
Did we talk about it?
No, that was the weekend.
Yeah. So, no, it was Friday. Oh, well, I guess it would be the weekend after.
That was
Friday.
Cause
yeah, Friday night.
That was the City Connect jerseys.
Yeah, which are growing on me, which I'll get to. Hey,
they might be the new best there.
Yeah. He threw almost threw a no-hitter.
Kind of. He went 7 no-hit ball, I think.
Yeah, it was something like that. Saturday comes around. Who was on the mound?
Wheeler? Sorokin. Wheeler versus Soroka.
Yeah. And again,
Wheeler goes 7
Yeah,
third.
That's my. This is what I was going to talk about. Like, we almost threw 2 consecutive no hitters. When is the last time that has ever happened?
I don't even know if gave up a 2-run bomb the next day to start the game off. Then what, it was Nola versus. It was a rookie against the White Sox pitching.
Oh, Nastrini?
Yeah. But let's get back to the first game, though. Alec Boehm.
Was that the 2-home run game?
Yeah, 3. Yeah. Give me more of that, please. Give me more of that.
I hate to break it to you, but that's not going to happen.
I know it's not going to happen, but just give me the consistency of the power. Just mm-hmm. keep every I don't know how many games. Give me a bomb.
Yeah.
Or try. You know, I looked up a stat. I looked up most doubles in the league by teams. You know, the Phillies are tied for last in doubles.
I'm not surprised. It's either a home run or a single.
They have 23 doubles in the year.
And I think Nick got a triple one of the games.
I think that was the last.
It was.
I think Grossman, or Gavin Sheets just. What was the game that was it Robbie Grossman? He got the ball and he fell down in the outfield.
I think
that was the third game.
I don't think I watched the third game that much. Yeah,
that was at 135.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game at all actually.
But Whit Merrifield went deep. And the hottest, maybe except for Trey Turner and Brandon Marsh, the hottest batter on the Phillies, Johan Rojas.
Where did that come from? I love it though. Like I hope it stays that.
They needed someone other than Marsh to carry that at the end of the lineup. Because Stott has been underperforming.
Mm-hmm.
Nicky C has been.
I feel bad for Stott. Like I want him to do well so bad.
I think he's going to get out of it. I mean, the way he is, the at-bats he does, I think he's going to get out of it.
Yeah.
But they needed someone at the back of that lineup. And Rojas, if he's got some pop in that bat. He can hit that ball hard.
That's what I was saying. I keep losing track of which games are which. This is the thing about MLB is, like, there's a game, like, every day, so you just always lose track.
And then when there's, like, an off-day,
It was either against the Rockies or the White Sox. He had, like, a liner right to center field, and it would have been a huge hit. Like, I've seen him hit the ball, and it like, flies, but sometimes you just get unlucky. But
and I think also at the beginning, he was, like, unconfident, too, because he was striking out a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, give me more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else has been very good in the Phillies lately?
Schwarber, kind of. Schwarber, I think Schwarber's been heating up.
Trey Turner, NL player of the week.
I think Trey Turner has been playing better than Marsh now.
Oh, yeah, he's been playing out of his mind.
This is like the Trey Turner the Phillies wanted to sign.
This is second half Trey Turner to now.
Like, yeah. This is the Trey Turner that the Phillies wanted on the team.
This is Dodgers Trey Turner when he had 100 RBIs.
Yeah. Like...
Or, and then 2021.
Today they put. Sanchez is pitching today.
Yeah. Which I'm excited for. Which,
looking at the Phillies record makes me so, like, happy.
Usually it's like, what, 10 and.
It's usually 10 like 10. 15, yeah, 10. It's usually like, for example, it could be like. I don't even know.
What was 2 when they fired Joe Girardi, 20 and 26?
It's usually like 10 and 12 or something like that.
Last year they were 1 and 5 to start the year.
Like, it just feels so good to look at their record. I don't care what teams are playing. I don't care what anybody says.
They had lost these games last year.
Yeah.
Like.
You know how often, like, for example, who thought the Mets, like, if you're any team, it doesn't matter. I feel like you're going to lose to a bad team, even though you should win. Like, the Dodgers losing the series to the Mets. Like, it just happens. And everyone knows the Dodgers are probably the best skilled team wise.
Yeah.
Not the best record, best like skill team.
What's their record? 12-11
It's not great.
Guardians though.
Yeah, where did they come from?
Who's there? Steven Vogt? Is that their manager? And that is. Imagine they had Shane Bieber on the roster. Still, if he was
Dodgers record's 13-11 And then I think they lost to the series to the Nationals too recently.
Hey, Nat, CJ Abrams is legit.
Yeah, he's good.
they got a franchise guy in him. But
it's just like, also as a Phillies fan, it's so annoying watching the standings because no matter how good the Phillies are doing,
the Braves,
it's always just the Braves in first by a little bit. Like no matter what, Marcelo Zuna on the Braves is just.
Win MVP this year.
He's a Greek god. He won't get out. He's hitting all these home. How many? Isn't he at double digit home runs?
Nah, he might take All Star.
He's at 9 home runs.
Yeah, he might take DH All Star place away from Shohei.
That's what I mean. Like, it is ridiculous. I don't know.
You know what gets me tingling though? Looking at the ERAs of the starting pitchers and reminding myself what the Phillies went through with Jake Arrieta and those guys. It's just so nice to see 1-3-2-1-2. Yeah. I know it's not going to last. I know Turnbull's probably going to end up probably with Turnbull's not going to last.
He's
going to end up probably with a high 3 to low 4, mm-hmm. most likely. But I think Ranger can at least be a low 3 at best this year. Except Ranger, he is so cool on that mound. The catch he made yesterday. Yeah.
I don't know if he can get a low 3. I hope
so. He might be a medium 3. Because last year was a 4.18.
Because a low 3 is that's very good.
But I think he can be an all-star this year, the way he's pitching.
There's so many Phillies that could be an all-star that were like...
Trey Turner.
But then again, it's always just the fan voting. Now, I saw people before complain about fan voting and how it sucks.
Yeah.
And
they mad Trump.
I used to kind of make fun of people for making fun of fan voting because I felt like the fan voting was kind of fair, but now that I see it, it's not at all. So that's just my thought. But
yeah.
We only got 3 minutes left, so
what's one last thing we can quickly talk about? Sanchez plays today.
Yeah. Do you think the Phillies get it up to an 8-win streak?
The way they're pitching, they're going against Abbott, which is gonna be a little tough. Yeah. It's gonna be tough. I truly believe so. If the bats are batting how they are batting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of batting.
I think it's gonna be way closer game than yesterday. I'm gonna say 5-4 Phils.
I think the bullpen gives up some. I'm gonna say 4-3. I think Sanchez goes at least five. I think he goes 5 2/3.
Yeah,
because he's been a little up and down with his consistency sometimes. But it's just the Phils. Yeah. What are we talking? It's the fightings.
Yeah. But Yeah, I think we'll probably be back,
probably after the Red series.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, somewhere around there. But
Come in and get
part time podcasters. This is Hot Takes with Nick and Joel.
Guess the fame got to us.